Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. We're going to talk about an event, like I said before, we got to these commercials that comes up this weekend. And I really think the weather is going to be pretty nice for this one because it is a event that includes biking. And the coordinator, or the, I guess I should call you the creator of this, the founder of this, is Beth Shepherd. And she's here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Cranktivus.
Cranktivus.
Cranking is what you do on a bike.
Correct.
You know, you're cranking when you're pedaling hard. So what is this event?
So it is a, it's modeled after a bike ride called Cranksgiving, which happens before Thanksgiving. And it's a food drive on two wheels where you go to five different grocery stores and you pick up an item at each grocery store. And then when you get back to the starting point, which is Walt's Bike Shop, you have a complete holiday meal to donate to the central pantry.
So you're told what to get at each grocery store?
Correct. I give you a grocery list at the when you show up to Walt's, and it says what to get at each place. And then the cyclists take off, choose their own route, and get each item. It's pretty funny to see all the cyclists go to the grocery stores because the people in the grocery stores are like, why are all these folks dressed in bike gear?
They're dressed and probably have helmets on. Some might have, although it'd be hard to wear shoes that have the lock in, you know, the
right,
clips.
Right, little clicky-clacks through the grocery
store. That would be hard,
yeah.
But some people probably do that. What's the participation been like in the past?
The first year, this is the fourth year. The first year we had about 20 cyclists, and I think they were all my friends. So I'm like, please come out and do this. And this year, it's grown substantially. I think we're going to be at between 50 and 60 cyclists.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
So now, does everybody shop for the same things?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have individual shopping lists?
No. Everyone gets the same shopping list. And then, so when they bring the food back, then it goes to the central pantry. And then the Sean at the central pantry will give folks at shop there an entire meal.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So let me guess the grocery stores. Lucky's has got to be one of those.
Oh, absolutely.
Stores. Five of them, huh?
Five
probably
of them.
Gerb's out on West Broadway.
That's one. Good job, yeah.
See, I'm going to embarrass myself, though, if I put some. I better stop at two out of the five.
Well, one of the great things that happened last year was Clover's heard about it, like, randomly, and they're like, can we be a part of it? And they reached out to me to be a part of it, and I'm like, oh, absolutely. And so last year, Clover's on Broadway was a stop over there by Stevens Park, which is really nice because the trail goes right over there, right under Broadway.
Help me. Where is this again? I'm trying to think.
There's a small little grocery store, you know, Stevens, in the corner of Old 63 and Broadway.
Yeah. Oh,
and
it's
then,
just right down the street.
Yeah, so there's Stevens Park, and then
I got you. I know where it is.
And so, like, the trail goes right under there.
Yeah.
And then this year, I got the other Clovers involved as well. So we have both Clovers. So I'm trying to get local businesses involved, too.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So what are some of the items that you're having people pick up?
So we have them get a ham. A small ham, a 5-pound bag of potatoes, which people are kind of, they don't really like that they have to carry out all the potatoes. Some green beans, applesauce, and a dessert.
How about that? And so you got to have some way of carrying this back to the
right.
to Walt's.
Yeah. And so every year I've done it, I've carried a large messenger bag and it's fit perfectly in like a backpack or a messenger bag. You can have panniers if your bike has that.
Those are bags that you see back on the back wheels generally,
correct.
But not always. Sometimes they could be different ways. But I would do what you would do, a messenger bag. That's
what
I usually bring
keeps
to
your
work here.
Center of gravity.
Yeah, I kind of like that. But I'm thinking, I guess I could put 5 pounds of potatoes in there and a ham and other things. And the dessert, if it was a pie, I'd end up having to just carry
it. It used to be a pie. We used to have them get a pie. But the pie, with the weather's always kind of nicer. I don't know how I always get nice weather, but
yeah.
With the weather being nicer, the pie leaks if it's above freezing, and so it's kind of a messy situation.
I see. Now, what time is this? What time do you start?
It's at noon on Saturday, and it starts from Walt's Bike Shop.
Sunny with a high of 59 is the extended forecast for 2 days from now.
I'm so pleased.
You are very lucky with that. And it's free to participate. The persons who participate just are in it for the money. I mean, for the food, paying for the food.
Right. Yeah. So you just show up, and then you just have to have some cash or a credit card to pay for all the items you get, and you come back to Walt's, and you get some snacks and some tasty beverages.
About how long does it take? When do they return generally?
It usually takes about 2 hours, between 2 and 2.5 hours.
Do you have any families that do this together?
I do.
People,
I've
I
had
think
fam-
would be kind
yeah.
of fun.
It is family friendly. I market that you know, like, bring your kids out if you're comfortable riding on, if your kids are comfortable riding on the city streets, because it is a city, that's how you have to get around.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage everyone to come out because it's when the kids do come out, they have a great time.
Oh, I bet they do. Really you get some outdoor fun riding a bike, but then also with the idea of you're buying something that you're going to give to somebody else to make them have a holiday meal.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty neat. About how much does a person spend generally? Do you ever look at that? Do you chart that?
In the years past, I've gone out to buy all the stuff mm-hmm. prior, and I think it's probably around $20 to $25. It really, a lot of times things are on sale,
yeah,
and it really is not... it's less than entering any kind of 5K or bike race. It's
yeah. Then you go to Central Pantry. I mean, the food goes to there, and yep. they distribute it to those who would need that for a meal. I like it. Now, do you want people to sign up ahead of time?
Well, I have a Facebook page for if you look up Cranktivist on Facebook, there is an event and there is a registration site. And mm-hmm. if you want to register through the site, you get a printed free stickers for the registrants this year. So if you register online, you get a sticker. But you can just show up too. You don't. There's no obligation, really.
This
since
is what,
it's free.
This is what Beth says on the Facebook page. Cranktivist is a food drive on two wheels, part bike ride, part food drive. All of the food collected at the grocery stores will benefit the Central Missouri Food Bank. And important things for you to remember: bring your bike, helmet, bike lock, messenger bag, or backpack. You're toting the holiday dinner around from grocery store to grocery store. Let's see, pay for the groceries, five local grocery stores. And if you're unable to ride, you can drive the course. Oh,
yeah.
You offer the driving option also. That's kind of nice. And it's not a race. It's a bike ride and refreshments at Walt's Bike Shop after you're done. Very
yeah.
neat.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. I hope everyone comes out to, at least if you don't want to ride, you can, like I said, right, drive your car around and get it, or just come by Walt's and donate some cash monies to the Central Pantry. They always can use it.
That's pretty neat. Cranktivus is like the word crank, and then T-I-V-U-S at the end of it. And go to the Facebook page, and you can find it there, just facebook.com/cranktivus. Beth Shepherd, thank you for what you're doing. It sounds like fun.
Thank you so much.
Continues to grow. Gosh, in a few years, it'll be like a community-wide. You'll have 1,000 people.
I'm hoping so.
Well, this fourth year for Cranktivist, Beth Shepherd, the founder of that, is KFRU.